Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Blue badges in the UK have now become available for drivers with ADHD and anxiety, and as numbers for those with hidden disabilities has almost tripled, with the number of permits issued jumping from 18,000 in 2021 to 55,000 last year. So should people with ADHD or anxiety be eligible for that blue badge? That's what we're asking here today. We want to hear from you and to hear what you think. Tracy in Meath joins us now. Tracy, yourself and your son have ADHD, and then your daughter is a wheelchair user. Is that right?
Yeah, so both myself and Noah have ADHD. Noah also has ASD and just recently been diagnosed with DCD, dyspraxia. And then Willow has very complex needs, so fully reliant on care for all her mobility. So she is a wheelchair user.
Okay.
Personally, I would say no. And that's my personal take on it. It doesn't reflect anybody else's, but I would not see why somebody with ADHD, judging on my experience and knows. And Noah, I can tell you, is as wild can get. He is as ADHD as you would find him.
Okay.
But I would not see the need for accessible parking. But I think before we even move to bring another cohort of people into it, we need to actually look at the issues that we have presently with blue badges. I can tell you now, it's not accessible. We can never get a space. And there, you could walk through 10 spaces and you can be sure that six to seven of them don't have a badge. I've been verbally attacked, almost assaulted by addressing it with other people. I had one car park attendant say to me, "I can't wait to get rid of these effing spaces. They're nothing but trouble." When I said to them, those three spaces, none of those people have badges on it. So we have no system that allows you to report someone who's parking illegally or to actually access the spaces. So until we resolve those issues, we're just going to bring another issue to it by opening the floodgates for more people to come in to use them. So it's not fair and it's not accessible right now. So until we address those issues, you know, why would we bring more issues to it?
And just explain it to me, Tracy, as someone who's kind of unfamiliar with it. This is a blue badge that you obviously display in your car windscreen.
Mm-hmm. Which means you have a disabled, you're either a disabled driver or you have a disabled passenger. And, you know, using these spaces is because you need that room to get out of your car. I have to take Willow's wheelchair out of the boot. It comes in two pieces. I have to put it together. I have to open the car door as wide as possible, turn her adapted car seat out and lift her into a chair. And, you know, you have bigger spaces when you have a blue badge or you have spaces. There's an Apple Green service station beside us in Avon and great big space. And then there's a gap between it, which is lined with white lines or yellow lines to show that don't park here because someone needs, you know, the room to get them out. Every single time we go there, there's someone parked in that space.
Without
and
a blue badge.
People to move. Yeah, I had one person say to me, "I'll F and disable you if you don't F off," as they jumped out of their BMW and ran into the shop.
Oh my goodness.
When I asked them to move because they need, and this is all the time. We've just come back from Centre Parks and there was very limited spaces available, so we couldn't get access to disabled parking. So to get Willow into the car, we actually had to drive our car right out into the middle of the road and load her in, you know, and you could be blocking traffic or you could be putting yourself in danger. So these spaces aren't a luxury and we pay for the badge. It's not free. So every 2 years you have to renew your badge, which is €42. So it's not free parking either,
mm-hmm.
but it's a necessity for someone like my daughter or an older person with an impairment as well, you know, who may not be fully mobile. These people, you have to apply for your primary medical cert. You have to show that you need it. So it's not an advantage. I'd rather not be lifting my daughter out of a car into a wheelchair. But, you know, it's constantly abused. There was Councillor Vicky Castlery in Lucan set up a text alert scheme, which was really, you know, worked really well. So basically there's a number at the car parking spaces and you text and you notify someone. You give them the reg that someone's illegally parked and they get an automatic fine. But that system's not rolled out nationally. And that would actually stop people from abusing it.
Recently so your well, point really, Tracy, is that it's for people with mobility issues at the moment and it's not working. So why would we do what the UK are doing or have done, which is to kind of extend it for those, I suppose, hidden disabilities? Because they're considering the likes of dementia, Parkinson's, arthritis, ADHD, anxiety. And you're saying it's not fit for purpose at the moment. So why would we elaborate on it or extend it?
I'm sure people with Parkinson's and dementia probably have a badge too, but they're probably coming up against the same issues that I am.
Yeah.
You know, not being able to access it. And, you know, you see older people as well really struggling to get out of the car, jammed in against the next car. I mean, I think sometimes people see this massive car parking space and ram themselves up next door to the space, which really impairs your accessibility. And as I said, like, it's not a luxury, it really is a necessity. So we really need to address it. Sometimes I think, you know, people look at us as a hindrance rather than, you know, a real need. And you wouldn't apply for a badge and get it if you didn't need it.
If you didn't need it,
nor,
yeah.
As I keep stressing to people, this is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And I can guarantee you any parent would rather their child was jumping out of their car and running into the shop rather than you lifting them into their wheelchair.
Of course.
So,
of course.
You know, we need to address the issues yeah. that are there now before we open it for other people to access the service.
Well, our texters, Tracy, are all in agreement with you. As that woman said, people who have these badges need to park near a place. These are not a luxury item. They're necessities for so many. And someone else says, I completely agree with Tracy. My partner has MS. Every time we attempt to go to the city in Cork, the amount of blue spaces occupied by cars with no blue badge. How can we possibly bring more people into this without solving the current issue? Stay with us, Tracy, because I want to go to disability advocate Graham Merrigan is on the line. Graham, tell us your experience.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
I sound really posh there by disability advocate. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Look, there's definitely people with ADHD, anxiety and hidden disabilities who can genuinely benefit from accessible parking in the setting. So I wouldn't be blanket saying no. I'm all for trying to improve people's day-to-day life. Tracy there has emphasized the struggle though that currently exists. So I do think we need to be very careful in how it's implemented, because we do have major issues with abuse and misuse of BAEs. So if eligibility expands, then we also need to expand the number of spaces available. Otherwise, people like me and Tracy, who needs to assemble wheelchairs, and people with significant mobility impairments, we'll be impacted even more. So I also think there may need to be a clearer differentiation between the BAEs intended for wheelchair users and those for other disabilities with different access needs. And what I mean by that is, you know, the wheelchair accessible parking at the moment, that they're grayed out areas to the side so I can assemble my chair as a driver.
Mm.
You know, so if, like, I've said on a few times over the years on News Talk that my preference isn't that the spaces are a luxury at the door. I mean, I'd sooner them be further away because of the hassle that I do get. I mean,
what hassle are you getting, Graham? Explain that to me.
Well, look, you're driving every day, getting your groceries. You could be going to a supermarket, you could be going to a shopping centre, but the thought crosses your mind on that journey. It's not about what will I say or it's not about if this happens. It always happens. So you're kind of trying to regulate your mood, whether you're going to have an altercation, whether you're going to have a row with somebody. What if they say this? What if they say this? What did they say that?
Just give me
years.
An example, Graham, of what's happening to you, just so I understand the situation you find yourself in.
In the last 6 weeks alone, I've been back and forth in emails to a satisfactory degree, I have to say, with postal services, so courier services, whose vans are constantly driving sometimes, and I had pictures and showed them to their companies that their drivers are parking over two spaces. So you're constantly fighting that. And it always depends on what hour of the morning you're going to the supermarket. But these situations that I have recorded, 3-4 incidents in about 6 weeks from the two same companies, it's obviously their driver is rushing to get a courier or a package delivered outside a pharmacy or whatever, and they're parking on two. And when you approach them, they're like, I'm just going to be 5 minutes. And it's like, yeah, but I couldn't park there because of you. I had to park over. You know, and I obviously sound like I'm contradicting myself, because I'd rather it be further away, but that's the reason why I'd have it further away. You don't have an intellectual conversation with somebody who was parked in those spots when you're approaching them, because there's never an admission. It's always hostile, and the reaction is always hostility. It's always reactive. There's no calmness. There's no adult conversation to be had, because number one, you're approaching and you're telling them you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, or you should be embarrassed, or, you know, and this has happened throughout, I'm wheelchair user all my life, so this has been happening for 41 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? And whether it be when my mother was the driver, or now that I'm driving 20 years, it's always happens. It always happens.
You're living
sometimes
it.
I don't even go, yeah, you're living every day, and it's the privilege, you know, that able-bodied people have in that small aspect of driving to a day-to-day routine of going to get your groceries. You guys don't have to think about that. Whereas sometimes I'm like building myself up. What will I say? I'm going to say this. What if they say this? What if they don't say that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say Operation Enable is next May the 29th, and the guards do that every year. So it will be interesting to see year-on-year stats of that, to see how many people have been fined. Or I would be hugely in favour of the government bringing in penalty points for parking in wheelchair bays.
Yeah, there's lots of texts about that. You know, people who park in these spaces are so ignorant. I have noticed lots of taxis double park in them, someone says. Just stay on the line with us. Peter Gohery, chairperson of Galway Disability Forum, is on the line as well. As an amputee, should those with ADHD and anxiety be eligible for the blue badge, Peter?
No, and I think just as your last speaker has rightly said, look, it has to be looked at. And no, we can't put more people on the system. If you look at Ireland, there's 22% of the population in Ireland identify as having a disability. In the blue badge car parking, there's only 1% to 5% of the total parking spots allotted for people with disabilities that's able to park on it. And just rightly, like the last speaker there said, you know, when you're a wheelchair user, you don't have the luxury, if your car door is blocked, being able to go around to the passenger side and scoot across to get in, try taking your wheelchair. You know, like, so it's unfair. You know, like, what we're lacking here is the lack of enforcement on the blue badges. Now, I remember a few years ago sitting in a meeting with the ex-CEO of Disabled Drivers, and he stated that in the last 2 to 3 months, he had to refuse 12 people the blue badge because they were using the picture from the obituary column.
Say that again.
They were using a picture from the obituary column. The person they were applying for the blue badge was already deceased.
Oh, my goodness.
And they were using it. So that'll tell you, you know, like, we have people that'll come up to me and tell me of wheelchair users that have been abused by taxi drivers. And they're afraid to go to the guards because they're afraid they'd follow them home, put a brick through their window.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how scared they are on it. You know, like, and as Tracy rightly said, there is a text alert system. Now, my problem with the text alert system, it doesn't go far enough. You have to be able to text the alert into the Galway County Council, where I'm from. They then have to send out a member of the but traffic enforcement or whoever it is out to make sure they get that person in that space.
Of course.
So taking the picture isn't good enough. You know, we should be bringing it in. And as the last speaker rightly said, penalty points. We brought it up with different TDs over the last few years. We wanted penalty points because if you're an elderly person and you can't park in that spot and you have to go down the road, try to find another parking spot, there isn't too many of them in the towns. They're normally full, so they are. And the problem is, because you now are upset you couldn't park in that one spot, you can't park in an ordinary parking spot because you don't have the luxury of being able to open the door to full access to get into the wheelchair or take the wheelchair out or get back into it. They're always jammed. But for the likes of people with ADH, why don't they use the age-friendly car parking spaces that are there at the moment?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and have a special badge that they can get for that.
I was just about to say that. I think the solution here, there's clearly a supply issue, first of all. And then I think, you know, there needs to be different codes for different badges. But ultimately, we need to take a look at that supply, because the supply clearly isn't there for the blue badges, never mind anything else at the moment. Someone else, I thought it was an interesting text, says, I have a son who's autistic and a flight risk, but I would never dream of applying for a blue badge. Most disabled spots are taken up by pensioners, someone says. there should be strictly for people with mobility or wheelchair users. And someone else, 53-year-old male, recently diagnosed with ADHD, forever losing my car, can't remember where I parked. I definitely can see the merit of an assigned parking space. So certainly needs to be looked at. Thank you indeed to Tracy, to Peter, to Graham and all our calls. We do have Teresa on the line. Just a quick reaction from you, Teresa, Access Group member. As a wheelchair user, what's your take on this? Do we have Teresa?
Hello.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, how are you? As your previous callers have already said, like, there are not enough parking spaces anywhere. And, you know, in whatever, be it towns or be it parking bays or whatever, like, there's not enough parking spaces for disabled people or people with mobility issues. And, like, I was in a situation where I was in a car park and my dad was driving and we had to go around the car park, I don't know how many times, I lost count, because the car parking spaces were, they were full. The disabled car parking spaces were full. Like, and I'm a wheelchair user, so I need that space to be able to get the chair out. But I mean, like, when we parked behind, like, we noticed that there was a car park coming out, a car coming out of the parking space, and we noticed on the windows there was no blue badge. So I mean, it's unless the blue badge system is enforced, and as one of your callers said, penalty points.
Yeah, you know, and there's a lot of texts saying that as well, Teresa. Absolutely. Sorry, Teresa, absolutely. Your line is not great. We will certainly come back to you on this. It's a really important topic. Other badges needed, I think, and the categories need to be expanded. But I think we need to look at the supply issues, first of all.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.